It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What are the red flags of dumb for you? Anybody have one that shoots to mind right away? I'll tell you the one that saw this where the topic comes from. It was a Reddit thread of what are the warning signs that someone is dumb when you first meet them. And the very first one that I saw was you lack curiosity. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm not curious.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
I am
is
about
a big
certain
one.
Things, but at this point, I often look at other people who have to look up everything, and I'm like, so jealous by that.
Yeah. That's weird. I was thinking more of like physical things.
Well, lots of them were that as well.
I mean, it could be that. But yeah, I mean, I could see that work. There have been plenty of times where you have an interaction with somebody and you're like, how can you not have wanted to know how that worked until this point in your life? Like, whatever that is. I've thought that a few times when you're at a gas station and somebody seems confounded by how a pump works.
Well, that's okay. I don't know if that's a lack of curiosity as just.
Yeah.
An exhibit of dumbness.
Also just dumb, but.
Yeah, unless you live in one of those states like Jersey, isn't it, where you never pump your own gas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then
so
I could maybe understand.
About it.
But that's like people who are like, I can't figure out a dishwasher. I can't figure out a washing machine. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's all the little buttons all have it labeled for you.
Yeah. There's words everywhere.
It's everywhere. So even if you've never done it.
Right?
Even if you've never done
this
it.
This one says normal wash.
Yeah.
I feel like if I push that one, it's not going to explode.
Yeah. It says color. This says whites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who can't do the basics.
This text from the 508. Here's a dumb red flag. On a Tinder date, and we drove by a children's museum. And when she saw it, she said, that is so weird, a museum full of dead kids.
It was a museum, like, honoring.
Do you think all museums are mausoleums?
Jesus.
Right? Is that what you're thinking?
I guess.
She is. Okay. Does he dodge a bullet on that one upon follow-up?
Yeah, probably.
I think people who don't want to travel, I don't mean it like even if financially you can't, but you still want to.
Yeah.
I mean people who, whether you can or you can't, they're like, I don't need to leave wherever I'm at, like ever. I just don't ever want to go anywhere. I think that is such a dumb red flag.
That lack of curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, don't you wonder what's 75 miles away?
Yeah.
That's what it's one thing for me if somebody says, I don't really feel like going to Mozambique or Hungary, or like it doesn't motivate them.
Yeah.
But the people who've never been to the county adjacent or whatever, or they haven't been to like the biggest, not that you should go to tourist traps, but they haven't even experienced the things that are, you can see the beauty in their own state.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with a woman in New Jersey, which is not a large state, who had never been to Pennsylvania.
like
she had a paycheck and a home and had never driven 20 miles west.
I was going to say, like, you can't be more in New Jersey. You can't be more than like 60 miles from Pennsylvania.
No. I'm like, well, how is that possible?
And where those studios were.
Yeah. Closer. Especially there.
Yeah.
I do think related to like wanting to travel, it's I heavily judge where they want to travel to. I ask somebody, where's your dream destination to travel? They go, oh, I really want to go to Dubai. Okay, cool. Why do you want to go there? Is it history? Is it culture? What is it? And they just go, it's just the richest place in the world and it seems cool. Okay.
It's a little shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I already thought that person was dumb, too, because they didn't know the right forms of, like, there, and there.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pronunciation and word usage is probably my number one.
I feel so attacked.
Yeah.
No curiosity. I'm not a big traveler. I do like to travel, but not that much. And now words
usage there.
You know the difference between seen and saw, though. Yeah. And Most there, two, two, and two.
Yeah, casual texting is different than bad texting. So if you're a texter that's constantly shorting everything and misspells words a lot and very chaotic, that's a weird, dumb red flag for me, too. I get, like, efficient texting, but the the ones where it's like, what are you saying to me right now?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, bad grammar, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's when people say things that it's when they don't know things that you don't know how they couldn't have found out accidentally at some point. Like how many states there are. You know what I mean? Like I've met people like that where they go, I don't know, 31? I mean, how would you even not know that there's 50?
I don't
know. How is that possible?
That seems impossible to me.
That you couldn't accidentally learn that. Like even if you were the worst student or had never gone to a school ever.
Hot Wings and I saw this together, the dumbest stranger I've ever seen. We saw within the first year of graduating college, we went to a Radio Shack in the Mall of the Bluffs in Iowa. And if people haven't been to Radio Shack, that's why they closed. But even when they were open, people hadn't been there in years. But they were one of the first businesses when you would check out, they would ask for your information that they didn't need, like a phone number or even an address or whatever.
Well, this was even before you get to the good part, the beginning part, we went there for a microphone. It's yes. Radio Shack. You would buy things like microphones, and I'm looking for a small microphone, and he kept asking, what are you looking for? I go, I need a microphone. I need a small cable that goes into a microphone. And he starts looking. I don't know. I don't think we have any microfilm. And I go, microfilm? I said, a microphone, like you talk into. And he goes, oh, okay. He starts looking. He goes, yeah, I just don't think we have any microfilm. And I go,
by the way,
I'll look.
Looking at a wall that had neither microphones or microfilm. It was like a bank of phones when they still sold phones.
Yeah.
To the wall phones, not cell phones. Just so we get to the checkout after we found what we needed. And
God, this guy.
He said, how are you paying for this? And we said, well, it's on the account for Iowa Western Community College. And he goes, okay, how do you spell that? And Hobbings and I are both like, C-O-M-M, because that was the first word in the sentence that you would think someone might struggle with. And his manager goes, Todd, I don't know if his name was Todd.
Yeah.
Do what I told you. If you can't remember how to spell Iowa, get your license out.
Yeah, he was asking how to spell Iowa. We were in Iowa. It's four letters.
That's a winner.
That might be the dumbest guy we've ever interacted with, ever.
All right, I just thought of one that immediately makes me think you're uneducated. If you're driving a big truck that has We the People in script on it somewhere, shockingly, I'm not thinking, I bet that's a constitutional scholar.
Yeah, they probably don't. I don't know. With you.
If you have the Pledge of Allegiance on your back window or on your tailgate or something.
If all of your stickers tell me what you believe and you put them all over the back of the car, regardless of whether I agree with those beliefs or not, I think you're a dumb person.
Yeah.
I think that goes up exponentially with no matter how many stickers you have on a car and what the subject matter is. The more you have, the dumber I think you probably are.
Too many flags is a problem, too. I know some people won't like to hear that, but that's like, just tone it down a bit.
There can be overkill.
Yeah.
What's the right number of flags, Steve?
One.
That's probably true.
I agree. Unless it's the 4th of July, if you're wearing more than one flag on yourself, it's too many.
What is your dumb red flag when you see someone?
I think people who tell me they don't like live music, that's a weird, dumb red flag for me. They're like, I don't like live music. I don't like concerts. I get it if you don't like crowds, especially if you're really short. I especially get that. You can always stand back, though. You're telling me your favorite artist is coming to town and you don't want to go see them because you don't like concerts? What? You ain't never experienced a whole crowd singing your favorite song before? The hell is that?
Some people just aren't moved by
it. Yeah, that one doesn't bother me. I mean, I love live music, but yeah, some people it's too loud and has sensory issues.
I get sensory issues. Yeah, I'm just talking about your day-to-day person. I feel bad for people that feel like they got to go and wear headphones to be able to enjoy something they don't want to be at. I'm just talking about people who just never want to go, never been, never want to experience it, and they chalk it up to, I don't like crowds. Like, okay, you can stand back. You can buy a chair. You know, like the hell you talking about?
Buy a chair.
Bring a recliner.
They have seating at so many places. What you mean you don't like crowds? What the hell?
Kelly thinks anyone is stupid that doesn't like what she likes.
Isn't that kind of what we're doing right now?
Well, not entirely.
Kind of. Yeah.
Flat earthers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Hands down. I mean, that's the dumbest people in the world.
No moon landing.
Yeah.
Though that one, I'm a little closer.
At least you go, okay,
I'll give you
fine.
A little bit of benefit
but
of the doubt.
But flat earth. I mean, come on, guys. Jesus.
Someone who acts like a know-it-all and tells someone else about the business they're in. I say that one because someone wrote in and said, I've worked in aviation for 15 years, and when people tell me how the airlines work, even though they only fly like two or three times a year to Cabo, I want to spit in their face. Which, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think people who are constantly buried in their phones, just sitting there scrolling or texting, or you look over at them and they are just swiping in between so many different apps, just going nonstop. It's like, your brain is so simple, you can't go 5 minutes enjoying the world around you. You need like this constant boom, boom, boom. And maybe that's dopamine addiction. Maybe that's just the world we live in now. But I think you are so dumb if you can't break away from it.
You know what? I think my biggest one is people who don't see gray area.
Yeah.
Everything's gray area. Very few things are black and white. But the people who are like, nope, this is it. This is the only way to do it. In most cases, that is not true. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's incredibly fair, says the guy who says it depends, and you always make fun of me when I say that.
That's because we do a radio show, and in here, being definitive is a big, important thing.
Gray area nuance. I will not give up on that. Ever.
See, but I'm not saying that my way is right. There's gray area.
You also have never said that I was dumb. You just say that I'm insufferable.
Yes.
So that's.
I think you're pretty bright, just annoying as hell. And I think you would say almost the same about me, except for the bright part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right.
That didn't work.
Ooh. Yeah. This text just came in. Sovereign citizens.
Oh, you tell them I'm not.
Yeah.
They can't wait to shoot people. That'll make them happy.
I don't have to pay taxes crowd.
Steve, I know this one. People who put an apostrophe after every plural.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like plural doesn't get, like you didn't have two apples with an apostrophe. You had two apples with no apostrophe. Dummy.
That drives. And Steve and our former intern Wendy, who now is like a suit here in management, wrecking the industry or whatever. She hates, you guys both hate unneeded quotation marks.
Yes.
That is your thing, right?
Yeah,
not like, that I like them, but
like there will be
them.
A sign on the front of a building, a front of a business that says sale going on today, but today for whatever reason will be in quotation marks.
Like is it a joke? Is it ironic? It's not today.
Today, I don't know what to believe.
I think if you have stock trendy tattoos, that makes you look stupid. Like barbed wire. Like when that was a thing where everyone had it, it was not unique at all, or the Tasmanian devil. When that was I mean, I think if you have like, you know, thought out and cool tattoos, like that's cool. But if it's just like some stock thing that you've seen on 800 different arms already, it's pretty lame.
This text, anyone who, when faced with disagreement, just says, do your research, regardless of what they're for. That is a bad sign.
They usually are the dumbest.
Just saying, people.
Yeah. That's just saying. I'm out of argument. And so I'm saying, just saying.
Yeah. This text, I had a friend who said, I loved Michigan so much, I painted my basement blue and yellow. Now, if you're really a big fan, you would say maize and
maize
blue,
and
but that's
blue.
A little nitpicky, right?
Yeah.
No. They said maize and yellow. Didn't you say blue and yellow?
Oh, they said maize and yellow.
Maize and yellow, which are basically two shades of yellow.
Yeah, that's the same. I gave that person too much benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, your smart brain filled in the right way.
No one's ever said that to me before. This one. Saw Dead and Company in Vegas. And some idiot brought their own maraca and started banging it while the band was playing. That's why I hate concerts. I can't.
Everyone wants to see that.
That person had to have had that stuck in their pants when they came in, right?
Right.
Well, yeah.
They typically don't let you bring your own instruments into concerts.
Right.
Then like, again, Dead and Company, maybe they do. Yeah, I don't know. They're fine. You know, maybe they just.
Is that a maraca in your pocket, or are you just happy to be here?
Fancy pocket jeans. You don't see them as much anymore.
Real embroidered stuff.
I saw a guy wearing those at the grocery store last night.
Was he wearing a tap out t-shirt?
I don't know what the front of his shirt said. I was behind him and his girlfriend/wife, but I was like, oh man, those are old.
Yeah, it's one thing if it just has like kind of fancy stitching, but when there's the entire the whole thing across the one of the cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this one's going to hurt some feelings, I think.
Okay.
From West Michigan. I think anyone who posts anything on social media that goes along the lines of, I do not give Facebook, Instagram, or whomever the rights to blah, 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 is the most stupid idiot I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, and even the ones who go, I know this probably isn't true, but it doesn't hurt your credibility.
It hurts the perception of you to your peers.
Yeah, you've already agreed to let them use whatever they want by being on here.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.